Where is all have come? Jim. You're Jim, no? You'll have.
Well, probably this story will bear witness to the fact that Baba can use any means and every means to draw his lovers to him. It's always difficult for me to know where to begin and where to end telling this story, because since meeting Baba, that moment seemed like the focal point from which everything else was measured. Everything else in my life seemed to lead up to that moment, and everything that's happened since then has proceeded from that moment. So I don't know whether to begin with my earliest childhood experiences or what. I'll start with three lifetimes. No, I was raised in a Christian family, but one that went to church on Palm Sunday or Easter or something like that was about it. And I was, to me, God was the phantom of the universe sitting off on some cloud somewhere.
Seventh heaven.
Right. And had no idea of an omnipresent God. I thought about it in my middle teens a little bit when I started reading some philosophy and some things like that. But then I got lost into a completely different world. And how I made it through school, only Baba knows how I completed high school, because I hated every minute of it and was barely present. After that, I wandered around a little bit and read beatnik and existentialist writings. And then I spent a short period of time in the United States Army in Germany, where I met my former wife, whose name was Ushi. And in 1964, we traveled from Germany to India, overland, by road, hitchhiking, no particular rush, no place to go, no goals, just wandering around, looking, wondering. It took 5 months to get to India from Germany the first time. Yes. Because we would end up someplace and then we would stay there until some spirit moved us to move to the next place, and then we would travel until we found someplace else that we liked, and a few days here, a few weeks there, and buy something here and sell something there, import-export sort of thing to keep living. You might, or I should say, export import. And then several months in Pakistan, then we started to get the flavor a little bit of India. And I first ran into these maliks, sadhus, and hung around those people a lot. And then we came into India, introduced to these sadhus. They all wear the orange robes and they have very little possessions, and they hang around, and mainly they lead an itinerant vagabond life, much like myself, and their capacity for consuming certain indigenous herbs was very much like mine. So then someone gave me a small book, Bhagavad Gita, from Gita Press, Gorakhpur. Very nice, compact version of Bhagavad Gita. And I read it, and I read it again, and I read it again. And these words were so sweet that anyone could understand them. But the meaning was so deep that I just kept reading and reading and reading. Oh, and left India, traveled in Southeast Asia and Japan for a year or so. And got to Japan, intentions on returning to the United States, but the taste and pace of entering back into the West in Japan was too much for me to take. The neon lights and the fast-moving cars, and I said, you know, I just don't think I can make it. I can't go back there. I think we better turn around and go back. So we turned around, came back all through Southeast Asia again, Cambodia, and Thailand, and Malaya. I was in Singapore. I've been there about five times, and I was staying in a gurudwara, a Sikh temple where they provide place for travelers to sleep. Very meager lodgings, mainly a place on the floor. If you're lucky, sometimes they would give you a charpoy or something like that, and you provide your own bedding, and they provide you also sometimes with meals, a very simple dal and chapati meal. So these places are all over. Where Sikhs are, you can stay in their places. So we stayed there a lot. Anyway, across the street was a chaiwala, and it was just a stand on wheels, and he wheeled it out in the morning and wheeled it away at night, and some stools around. So I went into the temple, and it was getting towards a curfew or something like that. So I met this Austrian girl that I knew, and so we wanted to talk, but it was getting kind of late. So we went out and sat at the tea stand. This American fellow, well, I didn't know he was American then, but he was, he followed us and just pulled his stool right up next to mine like this, you know, and he looked at me like this. So pretty soon he introduced himself to me. His name was Steve Simon. And asked me if I had been to India. I said, yes. And he said, well, I'm on my way to India. He told me this whole story, another unbelievable Baba story in itself, of how he had heard of Baba and miraculously ended up on his way to see Baba and was now in Singapore, stuck, and he was waiting for some funds, and he was hoping that he was going to be able to see Mirababa. And I said, well, I've traveled in India for quite a while. I've never heard of him. There are a lot of Babas, and, you know, don't get your hopes up. Most of them are fakes. So the next day, he told me one of the couple things that he told me about Baba. He told me, number one, Baba was very much against the use of drugs. And then he also explained to me Baba's explanation of Genesis. I don't know what chapter it's in, but the ocean, the analogy of the ocean and the bubbles and how the creation began. And I thought that made a lot of sense. You know, it's the first time I'd ever heard an explanation of Genesis that I understood. I read the Bible, and, you know, the first day this and the second day that, and it didn't mean anything to me. I didn't understand. Here was this phantom of the universe again, see? Create this, create that, 7 day rest. I had no idea that about the seven planes of consciousness. Well, I had some experiences in Singapore in those few days with Steve Simon that made our connection very close. And when he was speaking to me of Baba, the words seemed quite, had a more significant tone than any normal conversation. Well, he was stuck without funds. I loaned him some money, or gave him some money, and he received some money in the mail, and it wasn't quite enough for his boat ticket to Bombay, so I gave him some of what little money I had to help him on his way.
From where?
Singapore. Okay. It's only on this Masanjiri Maritime line. It's a cheap freighter, $150 Singapore to Bombay. So I think I gave him $50 or something like that to help him on his way. Well, the Austrian girl, she had to get to India too. So we stowed her away on board the ship. And Ushi and I got off of the boat in Colombo, Ceylon. And Steve went on to India. And that...
Who went on to India?
Steve. Simon. Steve. Okay. That was the last I was to see of him for years and years to come. There was a 1 or 2 days stayover in Ceylon where we had a day or two in Colombo. Okay. But that's about what I knew about Mirabhava. He claimed he was the avatar, or Steve said that he claimed he was the avatar. Now I had been reading this Bhagavad Gita, by the way. I had read, I can't tell you how many dozens and dozens of times. Every day I had in my hand, I still have that book, and it's all, you can't even see the cover. It's just so used and held. And now I was starting to realize that in this book, I was going to find some answer. There was, the question was starting to arise in me now. You know, what am I doing here? Who am I? I had been traveling now for years, and I was starting to say, well, you know, what is the purpose of all this? And I would sometimes be able to see myself from outside, and I sort of got to where I reminded myself of an ant crawling around, you know, where you look at an anthill and you see these little ants going up and down the little hills and in and out and around. And I just sort of saw myself moving around, looking under every rock to see if I was there or something. And no matter where I went, I stayed the same. I was unchanged. So in Bhagavad Gita, for those of you who have not read, many paths are outlined. Many yogas are described by Krishna to Arjuna. And so the question turned into, what is my path? And I kept reading this and reading with the hopes that every time